I don't even know what that means.
No one knows what it means, but it's provocative.
No, it's not. It
gets the people going.
I don't even know what that means.
No one knows what it means, but it's provocative.
No, it's not. It
gets the people going.
I hate that shit. She keeps
I keep that shit off.
But see, I need it for in class. Like during class.
Vibrate me.
Yeah. Off.
I'm turning my notifications off right now.
Oh, man.
They are tapping the shit.
Yeah.
The boys are back in town.
Okay, I'm ready.
Nigga, it's already recorded, nigga.
Oh.
The gang's back together, nigga.
All right. Okay, I'm good.
Yeah, we know.
Yeah, we can hear.
You say you can't hear or you can
you
hear?
Can, nigga. Stop wrestling the microphone.
Oh.
God damn.
Yeah, so you hitting some boots.
Yeah, I did just touch it. Okay, we're ready to go. Go.
We are going.
Right. Oh. How do you tell a car to continue to go after that bitch already, the engine revved up and everything? You know, you know
take,
what?
Let's take off.
Hey, I got a question. How does Superman fly faster? Like, if you drink more.
What that nigga do? That is true. That, I don't know. And, like, does the wind affect this nigga's flight? Because it could. Like, what if it's tornado or something?
Yeah, he going through Dorian right now.
Nigga said he going through Dorian.
Is that the
yeah.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
Yeah.
108 mile wind. Superman just.
So when you said tornado, that reminded me of the hurricane. Like, my auntie had to evacuate Savannah today. I didn't know it was going to be, like, that major and, like, coming to Georgia. I'm sitting here thinking, like, Georgia is straight. I think it's, like, Hurricane Dorian. Y'all heard about it?
Did you just miss the Dorian, bro?
Yeah.
I can hear y'all, but I guess I can't hear y'all all the way. I can't really hear y'all.
You can hear us, bro. And even if you can't, don't worry. It's recording.
Okay.
Like, it's good. Trust me.
Okay, but I missed a joke, so I couldn't. I heard y'all talking.
You missed a lot of jokes, though. Especially now that you was already short, so you was missing things. See, but now you skinny, so you really missing things. You
look like you're missing people. Oh my gosh, bro! I don't want to keep talking about losing weight because if anything, Ted, you in the gym more than anybody. Like.
And I'm still not skinny.
Right. Are you trying to get bigger? Like, what's your goals? So we want to talk about weight loss. What are your goals?
I was fat. Now I'm not fat.
Nah, Danny. He ain't being real. That nigga want to compete in the strongman competition.
No.
Okay, he's trying to get super buff.
22 and shit.
I'm definitely not trying to bodybuild. I'm just trying to look good on the beat.
Shit, okay.
I'm getting good next month, nigga.
He was tired of being that squish gummy bear. So he was like, let me get in the gym and let me. I feel you. I feel you, Ted. I feel you. I feel you. Tired of being that squish gummy bear. I feel you. Me too,
Danny, you were built like a mason jar.
That's cool. That's cool. I'm skinny now, and you was a smush gummy bear, period.
You got to fight that.
We both had goals. We crushing them. So that's what's up.
Are you still keto or what?
Yeah, so I still do keto. I'm actually keto coaching now. So if anybody wants to be coached, I can help you.
Whoa.
So I am keto coaching. Yeah, so I have consultations. I got a macro evaluation. Then I got 3 different plans. So if you're fat or overweight or obese.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that encourages niggas to want to come join.
I can help you.
A fat ass to Danny and let her teach me how to eat nothing but eggs and cheese.
Not true. Not true. You can eat a lot of things.
That's all down to Danny's.
To Danny's keto coach.
I am. So, yeah, I am still keto. That's how I lost 80 pounds in less than a year. So, hit your girl up.
You lost 80 pounds for it?
Yeah, I'm at 80. I'm trying to get to 125. So, I got
120. Bro, you don't have 125 pounds to lose.
No, I want to be 125. I'm 139 right now. So I want to be 125.
I was about to say, Danny, how big were you? Maybe I don't remember.
I was 220. I started off at 220.
Yeah.
At 4'11.
Yeah, your big ass needed some keto. You were solid.
I reached my goals. Yeah.
I'm too good pants.
And I've never been two in my life.
Right.
I'm 6 foot. Mm-hmm.
I was out of control. Had to get it together. So.
I said, you know, my mom lost like 96 pounds.
Mm-hmm. So
I'm real out. But I mean, she didn't do it the keto way, I guess.
But still,
So you haven't had any bread in a long time?
No, I still, so after I lost my initial like 50 pounds, I kind of learned like how keto works and how to do it. Like I know how to go off keto, but then get right back to it. Like if I go off it, like Labor Day weekend, I want to eat some things that I want. I will still indulge, but Monday or Tuesday, I'm right back on it. So, you know, I have to have that balance. But at the beginning, I was strict keto and I went like, 5 months without, you know, any bread, any pasta, any rice, etc.
I can't do it. I've adjusted. I have brown rice and I eat wheat bread.
Yeah. But,
like, I don't fuck with the whites.
But some people do that, you know, but I'm like a cold turkey kind of person. Like, I have to cut it all off or else I'm just going to, like, cheat. So, that's just how my body works.
I ain't really got no input. So. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Ty been the same size and weight since Ben. So, like,
I got a pair of pants that my mom bought me when I was in the 9th grade. I put them hoes on not too long
ago. I cannot. See, that's why you're not even in the equation.
Yeah, that's not it. Yeah, no.
Not 9th grade.
Habits are a lot different than y'all, though.
And you ran track, so your body, your metabolism.
Right, track body.
All of that stuff is drastically different than, you know. Okay. This is the Ted and Ty Show. I am your guy, TED. I'm dropping the Kush. I've been dropped it, though. I'm school bus Ted now. We back, y'all. Joined here by my guy.
It's your guy, Ty, man. How y'all doing? In the triple D. Remember all that shit Ted was talking? Yeah, I live here now.
Yeah. Okay.
It's on.
That's nuts.
And it's your girl, Danny J. I'm back. Of course.
I don't know what episode this is, actually. That's fucked up.
What you mean, of course? Yeah, of course. It's the Ted and Ty Show. Chill out.
Pause. Like, slow your damn roll there, skinny.
People probably wondering, like, damn, they've been gone dumb long. I'm wondering what happened. Did they break up?
Nah, niggas had to figure life out, fam. Like, I made a major move. Danny dropped a baby, like, worth of weight. Shit.
Oh, my God.
Ted start training for CrossFit games and shit. Like,
I'm getting married. So, nigga, been doing a lot of shit. Like, nigga, it's a lot on my plate right now, nigga. I got a Thanksgiving plate right now. I'm ready for this wedding to be
over. So, facts.
I ain't even got a nigga. I'm ready to just have desserts.
That nigga just walking around. Hey, man, can we just say I do and get the fuck on
life? Like, golly.
A lot of stuff was happening. I started a new job, and then y'all know I had moved, so I was still, like, getting acquainted. So, yeah. I missed y'all, bitch-ass niggas, period. I did. But, yeah, I'm happy we back, like, filming, because a lot of people actually been asking about us, like, for real. So I'm excited to be back.
No, you're actually 100% accurate on that, because I didn't know niggas really fucked with us like that until
niggas ain't hear us no more.
Yeah, yeah. So we appreciate y'all out there for keeping us afloat, encouraging us, all that. I want to give a real shout out to Danny J, because she's the only nigga that was logging into the fucking Instagram, liking posts, posting things, and things like that. I really had to ask one day, like, bro, who the fuck, like, am I tripping? Because I was seeing likes on shit. It was like, Ted and Tacho like this. I'm like, nigga, how? Nigga, like, ooh. But
keeping the Instagram afloat.
If you hack our Instagram, that ain't gonna be shit but us being thirsty and messages asking niggas to repost us and shit. So go for it, nigga. Like, what the fuck? Nigga, ain't shit on that bitch.
Because the Instagram was still active. Like, people were still, like, sending us messages and, like, asking us where we were and things like that. So I was, like, you know, just trying to make sure I stay logging on. So, again, like Ted said, we appreciate everybody that was, like, looking for us and, like, messaging that y'all missed the show, because we missed y'all too. We just have to figure out life. You feel me? We just have to get it together.
It's all good. In our fucking absence, I guess, it's been a lot of shit that happened, like, to the point to where today we were like, all right, what are we talking about? I was like, nigga, everything. And then nigga said, everything, nigga. You know what's been going on, nigga?
So it's been like 100 months. Like the fuck?
Yeah. Well, I don't even know. When was it? Like? It was only like really like 2 months, really.
I think May.
May to June, June, July, July to August. Okay, so 4 months.
Yeah.
It's not that bad. Mm-mm. I don't know how long kids are out for summer, but sounds like round about that. Summer vacation plus a few. Shit. Whatever. Did y'all see that new Dave Chappelle, though?
Yes.
I don't even know if that's where we starting, but that's where the fuck I'm starting, bro.
That shit was live and shit. That nigga was really on some shit like, cancel me, I dare you.
Like, that's so how, I saw like, a little bit.
Cancel me, I dare you.
What that nigga say, nigga, you clicked on my face, motherfucker.
Hey, what's crazy is Netflix execs approved that shit.
Yeah, right. I don't know. I saw a little bit of it. I didn't watch the whole thing because, like I told y'all before, I don't think Dave Chappelle is funny. I don't think a lot of comedians are funny.
It's really not about comedy to be dead because I'm not a Dave Chappelle fan like that because I ain't really just care for the Dave Chappelle show. But like
you didn't?
I watched a few of the skits, but for the most part, I wasn't that big of a fan. But son, Danny, like, watch it. It's like socially, it's funny. It's
okay,
funny.
I'm gonna check it out. I'm gonna watch the full thing because I definitely just took a peek at it and I'm like, not feeling it. But I know it was like some controversies. I don't really know about them, but I'll check it out.
Basically, the way I would describe it is it makes fun of the fact that we are so insensitive. I mean, not even insensitive, sorry, that we are so sensitive to all of this bullshit right now. Like, bro. Speaking of, so I watched the Dave Chappelle, and I like stand-up comedy. I actually am a fan of Dave Chappelle. I like Dave. I like the Chappelle Show, all that shit, right? But I like stand-up. You do, too.
Yeah, yeah. No, I rock with stand-up hard.
Yeah. Ty actually listened to stand-up in his car.
Okay.
On Pandora, yeah. But anyway, I say all that to say.
It's weird. Fuck you.
Was to me back then, I ain't gonna lie. Nowadays, nigga, I listen to podcasts and all that shit in my car too. Mm-hmm. It's just I feel like you was like older in that aspect back, like
son, I was a trendsetter. Stop, why don't you give me my
all right? You know what, bro? If that's what you want to call yourself a trendsetter for that, I'll give you that.
Hey, Danny, this 2019 Ted is so whack.
Oh, yeah,
I'm wild. I feel whack now because I'm like, I'm not trying to fight nobody no more. I'm not trying to argue with niggas. I'm so PG now, nigga. Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, but look, so I say that to say, though, the F word, right?
Yeah.
So I went back and watched Eddie Murphy Delirious. You ever seen that?
Yeah.
You seen that, Danny?
Yes.
Bro, within the first 15 minutes, he says the F word 87 motherfucking times. Mm-hmm. Like, I was like, God damn, we done came so far with, like, social, like, things that are incorrect, I guess. You know what I'm saying? That, bruh, it used to be a thing. It didn't even matter. His whole first opening fucking skit or whatever, opening joke was all about that. Like, gays, attacking gays, pretty much. Oh, yeah. I'm like, damn, I see why this nigga went and did Dr. Doolittle. I see why he took his ass and started talking to fucking ferrets and shit.
I got a friend of mine in, you know, like in the movie business, you know, like he's an actor, he's been in all that. And he says, man, most of that shit is like very gay. Like it's like a lot of the upper, you know, the upper people are like open. Open homosexual, so nigga, like you don't want to get caught just bashing, fam.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
I just feel like that shit is just so dead. Like I'm so tired of talking about overweight people. I'm so tired of talking about gay people. I'm so tired. Like I'm just so tired of talking.
But the jokes are funny, bro. I'm not gonna lie.
I understand that, but it's just like, I mean, I guess if they didn't talk about fat people or gay people or whatever, what would people talk about? But it's just like, I'm so over it. And maybe it's because I was fat and I am gay. I don't know. But you know what I'm saying?
It's just, fat and I am gay.
I'm just over it. I just feel like society is just like, okay, what else is there? Like, that's all y'all got. Like, I don't know. It's just, it's irritating to me, honestly. But
the thing is also we got to learn to laugh at ourselves. Like Dave says at one point during his stand-up, he's like, the reason I make fun of y'all, I make fun of this shit and I say this shit is because I see a piece of myself in every one of the jokes that I fucking say. Like, it's jokes. And I think as a society, we got to learn how to, like, lighten up a little bit. Because at the rate it's going, nigga, niggas going to be suing niggas for judging them because they wore white socks, nigga. Like, like, bro, like, we too, like, sensitive.
Like, we talked about it last year with Kevin Hart and the Oscars. So, like, you realize how ignorant that is? Oh, nigga, I'm going to go back. Way back to when you made a simple joke and you're a comedian, bro. Damn, bro.
Like, I mean, I understand that aspect. I do.
In a minute, like.
Too sensitive.
I understand sensitive. But, like, there are jokes that should be made. The F word, all right, son. Like,
gotta
say that.
Got it.
I get that. Like, of course, all civil rights need to be given to everybody. They should be able to, anybody who is homosexual or not, heterosexual, whatever
you black whatever, or not, whatever
sexual you are, you have everything. That I have or anyone else, a white man, male has, because they're the ones that have everything.
So right.
You got all the rights of a white male. But, goddamn, son, there got to be a line.
Yeah, like, learn to laugh a little. Like, damn, bro. That shit is, yeah. Like you said, it is crazy to me that they go back, read these niggas' old tweets and shit. I'll say it right now, right here on this podcast, bro. I have said some pretty fucked up things on my previous Twitter.
Right.
I deleted it at this point, but on my previous Twitter, if a nigga has access to go, I said some fucked up shit that I know for a fact would not be acceptable in today's society. But at the time, I was 22 years old. Like, 22, you just said it yourself, bro. 2019 Ted is a drastically different nigga from 2015 Ted. So imagine
2009.
Come on. Come on, bro. Like we don't give people the opportunity to grow. You know what I mean?
Me and Ted spent a whole hour one afternoon just going in on the Gremlin twerk team.
Bro.
Son, bro. I'm talking for one full hour, me and this nigga sat in a small ass office, kicked our feet up, and just tweeted out the meanest shit we could think of.
Had that shit trending.
Yeah,
it was trending.
I mean, I understand that. I do understand that. I feel like when people go and find people old tweets, for instance, like if they were a Trump supporter then and now they're magically not a Trump supporter or whatever the case may be, I have a hard time believing that you just magically changed about like political things unless something just happened and you're just like, okay, now I'm not with Trump. But as far as like you said, I say things, and I'm sure I said a lot of things in 2009 that I probably wouldn't say today. But I just, like Ty said, it has to be a line drawn, because I feel like when it comes to certain things, I just don't know how people can just magically not feel a certain way about something.
Hey, I'll say this on the show because I didn't really know too much about him except the, you know, like the reality show. Donald Trump was funny to me before he was president, son.
Yeah, me too.
Like, he was funny as shit to me. Yeah. Like, because I thought he was fake.
I liked The Apprentice.
Son, like, this is the thing. I thought he was like, I figured, like, Donald Trump was like the white Al Sharpton. Like, he just say, like, outlandish shit, and niggas just laugh at him. Like, nah, he not serious sometimes. And, like,
right.
So, like, that's what I thought. When he started running for president, I was like, wait, what?
Right.
Like, wait, what? Like, y'all for real? I thought it was a joke, nigga, for like the first year. No bullshit.
Yeah,
he won the primary, and I was like, wait.
Oh, shit.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, this is getting serious.
Oh, shit. Y'all really about to let this nigga be the... Y'all, wow.
Then YG came with the fuck Donald Trump. Then it was like, oh, this is for real.
This is for real,
Fuck.
Like, yep, niggas, that's exactly what niggas did.
We're in for a world of trouble.
Gotcha.
Little did we know, nigga. Hey, I want to say it right now. Danny, you whack as fuck. This nigga changed. She changed the conversation to Ted and Ty Show featuring Danny J.
Oh, I did. Okay. That's what it is.
It went from Ted and Ty Show to Ted and Ty Show featuring Danny J.
No, okay. She yes, I did. That's what the show is called.
No, with yes. The dash. God damn, did you give us the semicolon?
With the dash. That's how I want it to be. That's how I want it to be portrayed. So
portrayed.
Portrayed.
Okay, said portrayed, but I.
Anyway,
y'all been watching Power. I don't think Ty watch Power. You don't watch.
I don't watch Power either. Well, I don't know if he watch it, but I don't.
I don't watch Power. Mm-mm. But this is the thing, Danny. I don't watch it for. I doubt the same reason you do, because this thing. I really want them to like. I just want the season to end, and I just want to binge watch them all.
Mm.
So like that's why I don't watch it. I am a fan of Power. I just don't want to watch it right now because right now I'd be catching up while everybody talking about it. So I'm just like, nope. When it ends, I just I'm gonna crash through all that shit. It's gonna take me like 2 days.
Yeah, I don't know if I'm a fan. I just know when it first came out, like I attempted to watch it, but something about it just didn't like captivate me, so I never did. I'm kind of like you. I will watch it. It seems exciting, but I'm just, it's too late now, so I will probably binge it as well. But I don't know. I just was never like, oh yeah, Power, let me jump into it. Nah, I never was into it.
I'm into that shit. I watched that shit. This shit is, I'll be honest, disappointing me though this season. It's turning into Empire. I'm glad it's ending. Okay. It's time for it to go.
We don't know too much about it. So
I ain't going to.
Hey, Danny, I get a lot of questions from people who ask me about the show. So how's your relationship going? Because people really be interested in like, Danny, because we fuck with her so much. Oh. Niggas want to know now. Like, oh, yeah. So how's it going?
My relationship is still going great.
Oh, I thought you were about to say it ended.
No.
You know, Daddy get the fuck on one in a minute. So like,
no, my relationship is great. So I am, well, if y'all want to know more about my relationship, you can follow me on YouTube, Danny J TV. Shameless plug, because I do I post vlogs.
Instagram for a relationship. I was going to light your
ass. Never. No, periodically I will have my girlfriend in a video. So yeah, I recently took her on a helicopter ride over the city for her birthday, and we just did that. So yeah, Danny J TV. If you want to know more, you can just go subscribe because I do.
Danny was in the helicopter when she was big. She was scared that her wasn't gonna get off the ground.
Too much
solid weight. This nigga at 4'11", she like a bowling ball. That was.
But no, facts, because I think, listen, only 300 pounds can go on a helicopter. So if I was 220, and I don't know if y'all seen my girlfriend, she's definitely not small. So yeah, we wouldn't have been able to do the helicopter ride.
A lot of belly rubbing, huh?
Oh my God.
Yeah. That's all I'm gonna say. I'm not because it's true. See, when there's jokes like that, it's true. So,
oh my God.
Hey, so your girlfriend probably lit as shit. She like, you know, I like doing, you know, everything, and then like she just got Danny got super fine real quick.
Hold on. So now that it's not a belly on your end, now it's like
them, good.
You. It's like the weird ass, you know, they got the weird ass people that like getting fat on that shit.
Yeah, like what you so gonna now, do? Like
now she you get crushed.
What if she like to rub that hoe at night so she ain't got the belly no more to, you know, caress at night? You know,
okay. We're good. We better than ever. So yeah, but my relationship status is solid. We're good. I know, like, in the show previously, y'all probably don't even know who I'm talking about because I'm back with my original girlfriend who I've been with 5 years on and off. So, yeah.
Wait, hold on. Wait a minute. You're not talking about the same person that we were talking about previously on the show? Previously on Power?
No, previously. I think previously I told you guys I was dating.
And now we're being introduced into a new one, but an old one for you.
Right, yeah.
God damn it still turned into an awkward thing.
yeah. So just keep listening to the show because I'm sure this will evolve.
I thought you were about to tell me to delete that shit. I was like, no.
No. If anybody knows anything about me, I'm super transparent on all my social media platforms. So,
Jay's super transparent too.
Here we go with the light skin joke.
That was a good one.
At least it was some time in, though. I'll take that. I'm proud of you.
I like that one.
He held off. I like that one. That was a good one. It's none
so,
the little.
Anyway, moving right past that. Ty, you have anything romantic going on? Or are you just getting situated in Dallas?
He started choking. He started choking.
You didn't see that one coming.
Ah, you got some.
Shut the fuck up.
Waiting.
Oh, we back. Yeah, Danny, it's gonna be a lot different now with me and Ty in the same place. I'll be honest. Like two thumbs.
Fine. But he still needs to answer my question because we know you getting married. That's why you're trying to get in shape. So we know you getting married. So
we have skipped over that.
Right. He tried to, but we're gonna circle back around. We're gonna circle back around.
Wow. Okay.
Are you single?
Who you voting for, Danny?
No. We're gonna circle right back around.
God damn.
Okay, so he don't want to answer, so that means that either it's somebody that he does have, and if it is, and you listen, ask you this.
Is your goal right now to get people to slide in his DM or like?
No, I'm just asking. He asked me about my relationship status, so I just asked him.
Yeah, because like it's you just said you was on your page, Danny J TV, riding in a helicopter.
Correct.
With your girlfriend.
Correct.
So that's something that you, Danny. Have you seen Ty in the helicopter?
No, but I'm just saying he's in a new state, new people. So I'm just like, you know.
New state, new people, new him.
Period. That's all you had to say. Moving on. That's
she's
it.
Such a woman, bro. Not even like in a.
No, you asked me, so I asked you. But you ain't got to get all your feelings about it.
That is.
It had cut off. Did y'all hear me?
Yeah, we heard you. Oh my god, dog. Anyway, shit. What else happened while we were gone? The VMAs happened. Oh, I want to make this.
Let's talk about these damn chicken Popeyes and Chick-fil-A. We got to talk about that real quick.
I didn't have one. I
didn't either. Okay, so I guess then.
I didn't have one.
We don't fucking know.
I'm gonna sound like a hater, and I hope I do because I was hating because I really wanted one. But right now with me dieting and all that shit, I can't have that shit. That shit was like $600. I mean, 600 calories of fucking sandwich. I'm straight.
Yeah. Let me say this. I went once to go get one, and they didn't have them, and they were sold out.
Oh, right. That's my point.
Hey, look, and I drove past another one, like on my way home. I drove past another one, and I saw the paper on the like the window when I was driving by. Like, okay, they sold out. Bet I gave my attempt. I tried.
That's
like,
it.
Fuck it. Like I don't like. I like Popeyes, but like they fucking tenders be sharp as shit. Like
that shit was out a long time ago though. Like in Texas, it's been out at least since May. Because I remember, wow. I remember my teammate on the flag team. When we were playing flat out, and that was like May. He came to the game. Man, y'all gotta have one of them sandwiches for Popeyes. Nigga was raving about that shit, but
a minute. Mm-hmm.
That was a long time ago. Like, and then this fucking craze. Hey, that shit went up though. I can't lie. Them niggas.
Yeah, that was crazy. Like I didn't have one. I would have had one though if I could have got my hands on one. Like, you know, I would have tasted it, no problem. But I could never find one. And I think the Popeyes around me was like a 50-minute wait to get one, and then they were sold out like the next day, and then obviously they took them away from everywhere, but I didn't get one. But I just know that was so crazy. Like, I don't know if y'all saw like the post, but like I guess like a couple guys were out there getting people registered to vote and stuff like that, so that was the cool part about it. So that's cool, you know, a lot of crazy.
Was that in Atlanta?
I don't know where it was at. I just seen it on the Shade Room. But, I mean, people were acting like coons, like straight coons behind those sandwiches.
That shit was real deal like the Boondocks, bro.
Yeah, I wasn't feeling that. But I didn't get one.
Yeah, that shit was like the Boondocks.
I ain't really just got one. We leave for Miami in 2 weeks, so niggas about to get real Caesar salad issues.
Nigga. And I was bigger. Yeah, so I've been edge. Caesar salad ish, nigga. Yeah, for sure. Mm-hmm. But I might sound crazy when I say this, but I've never had a fucking Chick-fil-A sandwich.
Me what? Either. Okay, so I'm glad I'm not alone. I'm not a fan of chicken sandwiches. Like, I'm not a chicken sandwich person.
Oh, yeah, well, see, I'm from Atlanta, and Chick-fil-A runs Georgia. So, yeah. So we used to get them bitches in high school all the time.
Like, no, we didn't. We
Chick-fil-A biscuit and a sandwich. Like, I always get the nuggets every time I go. But, like, Michelle knows what the sandwich. That sandwich is, so I get extra pickles.
I either get the nuggets or the salad. Like, I don't even like chicken sandwiches from nowhere. So, to me, it's not a big deal. Like, I'm not a chicken sandwich girl. So, it didn't matter. I never get it.
I think the South is a chicken sandwich place. Mm-hmm. Like, I didn't grow up just eating chicken sandwiches. Though I will say those Tyson spicy chicken sandwich patties, they were shitty, but back in the day, those was the lick.
Yeah, not the damn school chicken sandwich.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Damn near like the one we had at Graham. Mm-hmm. Didn't we have chicken sandwiches at Graham? Yeah, we did.
Yeah.
Hell yeah, because niggas used to put the cheese on that hoe.
See, I don't eat cheese on my chicken
sandwich. I don't either.
I don't like cheese and meat.
I don't either. I just remember niggas used to do it.
Oh, okay. Let me be clear. White men.
No, I don't do that either. Just like some niggas put ketchup on that shit. Like, that's gross. It's still chicken. Mm-mm. I don't eat ketchup with chicken. That's not the move.
Yeah, that was huge, though, for weeks. Like, that whole Chick-fil-A slash all the memes and everything. I just thought that shit was so crazy. I'm like, we really have nothing else to fucking care about. But this chicken sandwich crave was crazy. Like,
no condiments.
You haven't been using any condiments?
In it. Not, I mean, syrup included. Like,
I don't eat pancakes for real. Not no more. It's too much bread.
You a bad boy.
Yeah.
Yeah. My pancakes, like the skillet pancakes with the crusty, you know, like where the end is like crust. It's almost like a piece of pie. You wow.
So you just eat. So you just been eating like fries, no ketchup?
Yeah. Well, you know, I've never really eaten ketchup
in my fries. Yeah, I only will fuck with ketchup if it's like really like available. Like at the table, it's like it right in front of your ass.
Literally, yep, has to be right. If not, like, I'm not doing that. Smack these hoes right here.
I love condiments. I said, I love condiments.
No, we said hi. He said hi, nigga, not huh. Nigga, we heard you.
I said,
you look like you used to love a lot of things.
Hey, I just imagine Danny, like, reaching the mic like this, talking to you. I can't help it. So, like,
definitely not.
Like Edna,
step your little ass up to the table. Yeah,
she got a little booster seat.
Yeah,
she sit in.
No, you got a little stool at the crib.
Danny, do you have a booster seat in your car?
I do not. I can drive without one. Thanks. I don't really. Need one.
I'm not being funny now, for real. So
how tall are you?
4'11".
Yeah, 4'11".
Oh no, she good. She good. I know for a fact. Somebody.
I told y'all this in previous podcasts that you have to be 4'8". That's when you're going to need like a booster seat or. They do give checks for that shit, but I made it. I can ride the rides and use my car.
It's none of my mother.
Danny, remember that? Remember what we was just doing? Moving on? That's what we're doing.
Okay.
Fuck.
Well, please move on.
She'll become problematic for us. We get nicer.
Yeah, what the fuck is going on here, nigga? Actually, everybody been took shots today because Danny ex girlfriend don't listen and be like, what the fuck?
Talk about songs. Talk about seasoned songs.
Lowry's, nigga. Hey, have y'all ever been to Lowry's prime rib?
Nope.
I took my mom for her birthday. It was dope. Yeah, it actually is pretty good. That's who made the salt and shit.
Nah.
Never been.
Yeah, that shit's actually pretty good.
Wonder was he pissed off when he made it. Like, bitch, y'all, goddamn. You know what? I'm about to go make some motherfucking salt for your ass.
All right, Danny, come on. Tell us what else we got on the list.
I'm trying to think. Only other thing that I feel like has been taking over the summer is, of course, Meg Thee Stallion. I feel like the Hot Girl Summer movement was like crazy. It's still going crazy. But I like Meg Thee Stallion, and I want to talk about her actually. Okay, first of all.
Hey, I got in trouble behind that, Danny. Let me tell you this quick story, so like, and then we could jump right into it because I feel you. I agree. Let me start by saying this: Meg Thee Stallion is fine. We've said that before on the show several times. Yeah. I also enjoy her music.
Yes.
I'm a fan of hers. I love Texas. I have no problems with
you. You actually was the first person to bring up Meg Thee Stallion.
Thank you. Okay.
Yeah. On this podcast. Because that was when you talked about Wale and what she had said. But then listening back to that verse, I think she was referring to herself.
Yeah.
I don't think she was talking about.
Yeah, I remember I was like, yeah, she wild.
Yeah.
Like,
I don't think.
But okay, so I made a post on Facebook. Ted actually unfriended me for this.
I'm actually still not his friend.
Yeah, we're not.
My pride is not allowing me to send a friend request. Be real with you.
Okay. So
we got into it.
Kept deleting my comments, though.
So, but look, if you go back in the show, you'll realize that Ted says, hey, nigga, I'll delete your comments. And he has
previously several times deleted comments I've left under his shit.
But that's because his shit will be problematic.
But they be questions, so answer the
question. Nah. Like one time, Danny, I said, I don't be too disrespectful, woo-woo. That nigga said, nah, remember that one time you called that man wife a hoe? I said, oh, come on, son.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That shit.
Like, whether I said it or not, 2 weeks after. So I put up a post. Do you remember Futurama? Did you ever watch the cartoon Futurama?
Not really.
Okay, but did you
but
ever
I know about that? It. Like, I know what it is.
Oh, yeah. Okay, but did you ever, like, see the episode where, like, they had the Amazon women? Like, the, you know, like, the overly tall women, like, their thighs were, like, thick as hell. They look like bodybuilding big Amazonians. They were Amazonians. Yeah.
I don't think I saw the episode, but I okay.
Gotcha. Well, I took a picture of that, and I put up a picture of Meg Thee Stallion beside it. And I said, does anyone get Futurama episode, whatever vibes when you see Meg Thee Stallion? Now, he was trying to be funny. I was trying to be funny, but I was also under the impression that, like, niggas thought, like, that the Amazonian women from Futurama were bad. That's why because of the way the episode went, I was like, I thought they were sexy. I thought they were being implied as sexy.
Right.
Niggas were like, nah, son, they're being implied as ugly. And I was like, that's not where I was going with it. Mm. And so I got slick attacked by, you know, some of the social police on Facebook for a little second, and then I dipped out, and then me and Ted got into it, and I deleted his comments, and he kept
deleting my shit, but I wasn't even saying nothing problematic, Danny, so I felt
Danny, bloody. Look, but I kept, like, replying to, because we was under somebody else's comment going back and forth, so I kept replying to them, but I kept deleting Ted, so, like, he would post some shit, I reply to the other person, but delete his shit, so yeah, he got sawed.
I wanted to scrap.
Meg Thee Stallion, I really like her, and I think, like you said, Ty, it's not only her music, but, I mean, she's like a city girl, she's like a Cardi B, but to me, I just like her more than them.
No, she can rap. I'm gonna keep it a buck. She can rap.
Yeah, she can rap. Like, she's not the most, like, the dopest female rapper I ever heard, of course not, but she's dope for, like, what's going on right now, to me, compared to, like, City Girls, Cardi B, even Nicki Minaj. I feel like she got her beat, but I like the fact that she created Hot Girl Summer, but then she also has, like, other things in mind. Like, I think she got announced a Hot Girl Semester.
How'd she get paid off a Hot Girl Summer?
I'm just saying, it's just giving her, I'm sure she's not, well, she is getting paid, because I'm telling y'all, when I be listening to, like, Audible books and all that, like, the little ads, it's like, I heard one, it was like, Meg Thee Stallion, she created a Hot Girl Summer. I forgot what the ad was for, but it was for something about her. But anyway, I just wanted to say I really like her, and I think she took over the summer, and now she's created, like, the Hot Girl Semester, and she's still in school. Like, she puts on her Instagram all the time, like, on tour, but I'm still doing my homework and all of that. So I don't know, I just think she's fucking dope, and I think the summer was hers. Like, as far as the Hot Girl Summer anthem with Nicki Minaj, the song was okay, but, you know, I wanted to bring her up because I think she, like, took over the summer and ran with it.
I mean,
she could run for a while. Goddamn.
Yeah. she's a big
lady. Her knees strong than a motherfucker, dog. You be seeing her twerk?
Yeah. Like, she's dope. I'm actually going to go see her in concert.
Danny, you said that like a fucking
Danny love her, dog.
Yeah, like,
she big.
Like, he's like, you ever seen a tour? Danny was like, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, yeah, that's that. Yeah, I love Meg Thee Stallion. I forgot what tour coming, but I know it's like Meek Mill's, Future, Meg Thee Stallion, YG, DJ Mustard. I think it's next month. I'm going to go check her out.
In Future, a wild nigga, by the way.
Yeah.
Future's
been wild.
But did you see the shit where I think I read something, he wanted to have his baby mom's the one that's about to have, like, I think his 10th kid or something like that. Mm-hmm. He tried to have her killed or something.
I seen that. Like, Future Wilding.
Yeah, hey, get yourself together over there. Hey. Say, Pablo, it is about Wilding. Like, what you doing, nigga? Get yourself together, dog. Yeah, this nigga, like, wanted to have some, like, Nigerian or Jamaican or something guys take out his baby mom.
Damn, Issa, huh?
Issa, get rid of her. Mm-hmm. This nigga's a saf, though.
Yeah, he is. Mm-mm.
How the fuck did they catch him though? Ain't he Haitian? Like, don't he know?
But I don't think he's been charged with nothing. So that might have been like a bullshit story. But yeah. Either way, he wanted to keep the transcript scripts or something from the media or something from their paternity case and shit because she'd taken him to court or something.
He's like, man, that shit ain't real, son.
Maybe, nigga. Like, I don't know. That nigga, I don't know, bro. He's the nigga that needs a vasectomy. Duh, my dad has mine. He only has 5 kids.
Yeah.
You got 10 kids, nigga. Like, bro, you got enough for a fucking a starting football lineup.
That's too much. I never was like a big Future fan. I never was a big Future fan. It's like a lot of artists I was a fan of like long ago, but now I'm just like, like Future and Kanye. Like, I used to be like a big fan, but now I'm just like, okay. I mean,
hold on. So you ain't hear what Ty just said about North Carolina and the 10 kids?
About North Carolina and the 10 kids?
Yeah, like in North Carolina.
Well, it used to be a law. I'm not sure if it's still one.
Probably is.
It might be. But yeah, after you had 10 kids, you didn't have to pay child support anymore.
Oh, I never heard that. I never knew that.
Swear. So like my question is like once you get to like that 7 or 8 mark, do you just be like, well, fuck it. I might as well keep going, so so I can avoid these fees. Like,
avoid these fees
for real. Like, you know what? I mean, you know, I'm at 8 right now. I mean, what's the point of stopping?
Yeah, what's the point of not just?
That's just too many kids. I'm sorry.
I mean, but how many kids is too many though? Like,
I think like 6.
Like once you hit 6, it's too
like
many.
Like, with all different, like, with all different women and all different places. Like, I think you're
doing it. What if you got a kid with the same chick, though? How many kids is too many?
I mean, I feel like if you can have as many kids as you, are they married?
Come on now. You bringing in too many.
I need all the variables. Because if you're not married, then yeah, that's too many. But see, I'm a different type of woman. I'm not going to keep having kids with somebody and I don't see no progression. So, I mean, I feel like that's to each his own. Just like, you know, like we talked about previously. I'm only going to, hold on. Like we talked about previously, I'm only going to be with somebody for so long until I'm like, okay, so if you keep getting me pregnant, but I don't think we're about to get married or I don't see any type of progression, then no, I think that's too many, in my opinion. But I'm a female, so.
But the thing is, Danny, for you to get,
it's for the body issue. I was confused. That's like, why is ESPN serving me baseball with naked niggas? Like, this was too much. Like, I look up and see this nigga batting in the nude. Like my nigga, but it's for the body. It's for the body shit.
This nigga too. It's like as if everybody can see what we see.
Yeah, that
right?
Shit.
Boom. Like, why would you like what?
We watching ESPN, bro. But they had a little segment for their body issue. I don't know. The shit is on mute, and I look up and this nigga's got a baseball bat in his hand, and he's got no clothes on. Shit was weird as fuck. First of all, it's just two guys here. So ESPN can't be serving niggas.
2 minutes of my life I can never get back. But anyway,
Danny. What did you say? Because I actually had a rebuttal for you.
I can't remember. Ted, and okay, what did I say? Oh no, I was saying if I don't see any type of progression at all, I'm not saying.
Well, Danny, that's because like for you to have a baby with somebody, like it takes like a lot more than just like a willy dilly night, my nigga.
Even if I didn't have to do,
it has to be involved, I imagine.
And some, yeah.
Your awkward shit. Questions to a random lady.
Your shit becomes a science project.
It does, but even if it didn't, I promise you, I don't think I would just keep popping out babies for a man.
That's $1 million in kids.
Like, you can actually put a number on yours, like
literally. Like how you, like you go to the doctor and get an estimate right now. Like,
yeah, you can.
Dreams like a few Long Island's and a rough night.
Yeah, right. That's a fact, though.
Like, yeah. So I'm just saying, but I mean, what do y'all think? How many is too many? Like, how many kids is too many?
Shit, for myself, nigga, probably one.
Okay, that's how you feel.
One kid for real.
Probably gonna have two.
boys. That's probably gonna be it for me.
You said two boys.
Yep, that's probably gonna be it for me.
Oh, so you can pick the gender? I know. If it, what if it come out a girl?
Ty's gender's already picked. There they go. Boom, yeah. Up. That's what he got. That's
no, I'm just boy. Saying. But I'm saying in life. So you?
Yeah, I am too. He's saying he's not having no more damn kids. I don't have none, but I probably will only have like one kid. That's all Piggy gonna give me.
Unless she have twins.
Right. We can wish for that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, hey. I would say that kind of question is like differs from person to person. So,
but in general though, just speaking in general though, I think bro, five kids the max, bro. Like if you got more than five kids, my nigga, you looking at a little football team.
Yeah.
Like you got to start in five, nigga. That's already too many. Yeah, nigga, for real.
You start getting subs and shit, nigga. That's a lot.
But niggas don't be. I mean, but some people be good. Like you said, it's all subjective because if they married and all this other shit. That's what you want to do, I guess, but
because I know a lot of women. I know at least four in my mind that have seven kids, but they've been married for like 20 years, 15 years, 10 years, you know, and they good. They like having a big family, so that's why I'm like, it just depends. But I don't know. I just feel like being married means like changes something to me because you're, you know, tied together. It's not you just can't leave me tomorrow. I mean, you can, but. Y'all know what I mean. It's just different, in my opinion.
Bro, why did Jackson State's mascot run on the field? I'm sure he does. He's not the mascot anymore.
Yeah, nah.
They took away his tiger suit right after the game. President was like, nah, run that shit back.
So they gave the football team a penalty on the mascot. So I can only imagine my coach, because every coach hates the cheerleaders and the band.
Right.
And anything that's not the football and the players, my nigga. Like, so, nigga, when he saw that he had to kick the field goal from 3 yards further back,
I imagine. Because of the mascot?
Because of the mascot?
Oh, no. Nah.
Oh, no. Nah. Oh, nah. I'd have went to the other end of the field, me.
Yeah.
I'm going over there with Bethune because it's not safe for me.
You guarantee that this nigga had a conversation with the mascot coach,
with the cheerleader coach.
Oh.
Yeah, cheerleader coach.
Okay.
Mascots are part of cheerleaders.
Okay. Yeah, nah.
Because Skills was the mascot.
Yeah, he was. Yeah. And then there was somebody else, too. And they had that girl at one point, too.
Cheesy.
He was a mascot?
Yeah, for a little while. I think, like, for a little while. I know for baseball at least once or twice he was.
For baseball?
Basketball.
Oh, I'm like, nigga.
I saw baseball.
I'm game. Like, yeah. Time out. You got to be out there in the sun in that fucking hot ass suit.
Yeah, nigga, football.
Football is in the sun. Yeah, nah. You got to put me a couple bags of ice underneath that bitch.
Nah, so this is too hot. Y'all wild.
Yeah.
You going to hype up the crowd? No, fuck no. I'm going to pass out.
Yeah, wow. Like, fuck. Hype up the crowd? Nigga, I'm trying to stay hydrated out this bitch.
And again, and just sitting there like, I wish these niggas was talking about some shit I can see also. Like,
right. Why are you so upset, man?
You said, why am I so upset?
Yeah, we can hear you. We can hear, I can hear the frustration.
Oh, I'm definitely not upset. I just don't know what you got going
for Labor Day. Yeah, for the Labor Day before we wrap this up, what you got going?
I've been doing something every single night since like Friday. So today I think I'm gonna just like chill, eat and relax. Cause last night I went to a silent party. Like I'm trying to do like a different.
I wanna go.
Yeah, it was really fun. It was really fun.
Yeah, I did last year, so they are kind of fun. I mean, I did. I've done a couple in Memphis.
Yeah, they're fun. So I don't know.
Too. Damn, Danny, what is Ty gonna do without good old Bill Street?
I know he gonna miss the fuck out of Bill Street. We had to hear about Bill Street every podcast. So I don't know where you gonna go in Dallas, but I'm sure we'll find out soon, and he'll be talking about it every episode. Cause that's what he do. He finds some. Okay, I ain't gonna. But
Danny, Danny,
what? You know, I got to take it and I got to run with it.
I got to take it. You only went about 5 feet. Your leg's little.
Damn. Nigga Ted has no loyalty with nobody.
Well, like, I got to skip with it, okay? I got to take it.
Danny, you've been working out too, or just doing your keto?
I've been working out too, but I don't do like traditional workouts. If I work out, right, lately I've been dancing. So Zumba or something fun, because I was getting bored, you know, working out in the gym.
I did a Zumba class one time. And I was like, all right, cool. Nah, you get it. Like,
no, you get it in and you sweat.
I'm not going to twerk. I'm not going to jump up and down.
Yeah, I got you. Put jumping jacks.
Yeah, so that's what I've been doing. And I do that like 4 to 5 days a week. But now I'm more so just having to maintain. I'm not really having to lose more weight. So.
That's how you know niggas getting there. I just got to maintain where I'm at now. It's more about now. I just got to get more cut. Now.
Yeah, we hear you.
Mm-hmm.
We hear
you. It's all about cardio.
Right.
Fuck yeah.
Well, this bitch going to come out on Friday. Mm-hmm. Today's Friday, actually.
Right.
Listening.
Yes.
So today. Hey, Friday. But yeah, this and every Friday. We back, you know what I'm saying? And next week, I guess we'll have more topics on lined up.
Yeah, this one was all over the place. We was just, you know.
So what? Mm-hmm. It's Labor Day.
Yeah.
I didn't even supposed to be doing this, right?
What are y'all doing today?
I'm actually going to a barbecue. I'm putting together a barbecue at Chris's house. We'll do it there. Okay. So, yeah, we're going to just barbecue and kick back, you know, relax, chill.
Eat, drink. Okay.
Yep. I mean, I'm here with Ted now, so we're about to do it for a second.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Get to that part. Ted, mm-hmm. y'all ready, though, son? Because, like, hope y'all didn't think I wasn't coming with dad joke.
Oh, shit!
I got my good black news, too. Don't get it twisted.
That nigga said, y'all ready, though? Because
like, y'all got me fucked up. Like,
thought we was off the shit.
Y'all I'm ready? Ready. Yep.
I'm ready.
What concert costs just 45 cents?
I don't know.
I bet I know it. Nickelback.
Is that it? What you got?
I say that because if you get 50 cents, you get a Nickelback.
The concert is 50 Cent featuring Nickelback.
Oh my God. What?
You're going to come out there and make it. They say this is a big rich town. And then you hear Buku drumming and guitar.
Stupid.
I swear. Shit. What else would we have? Good black news.
Yep. You have a what is it? A
quote.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm having a quote. Oh yeah, I can find a quote easily.
Okay,
you
get
just
a quote.
Good black news if you got some.
Oh yeah, I got something.
Good black news. Popeyes has stopped selling the sandwich.
Oh, Popeyes is killing me. They even got the signs in there like, we'll be back in October. I'm like, damn.
Oh, they made an announcement.
Yeah, they're coming back in October.
Shit.
Let me see my good black news. Oh, yeah. So today's good black news, I want to give a shout out actually to Future, who we were just talking about. But I'm going to give it to Future this week because he is giving away college scholarships via the. But I'm saying this is good. This is something positive. So shut the hell up. Today's good black news is going to Future because he's on August 30th, he announced that he will be giving away scholarships via the Free Wishes Foundation at each stop of his tour. And last week he popped up at Columbia High School in Atlanta and he gave checks away for $10,000 to a couple students. And then also he gave a $10,000 check to the school and he'll be continuing to give scholarships away on the Legendary Nights tour, which is what I was talking about. I'm gonna go to see my girl Megan. So shout out to Future. He's gonna be giving away these scholarships the whole tour. And I said he's gonna pick like four people each night. So that's awesome. Shout out to Future.
Yeah, shout out to Future. That's dope as hell, for real.
That is, but
we was just
I'm standing strong. Fuck that nigga, man.
I'm trying to have his back because, you know, education and, you know, children are the future and all that jazz. So. All
right, Mr. Jackson.
Shout out to him.
Wasn't that his song? Children of the Future.
We are the world.
Yeah, that's all.
Okay, all right. Quote of the moment.
Oh.
Or day.
Oh.
What?
Quote of the moment.
Then we call it quote of the moment.
Quote of the week. Wouldn't it be quote of the week, though, because we only do weekly?
Right, right.
Okay. Quote of the week. Mm-hmm.
Here's your 7-day quote.
He trying out all the interests he likes.
Yeah, yeah. If you cannot do great things, do small things in a great way.
Okay.
That was Napoleon Hill. Is that the Napoleon the short nigga? You know, the one that was about Danny Size? Okay, well, that's Napoleon Hill, whoever he is.
That was a good quote to take us into the weekend because it's Friday.
You're welcome. All right, well, we out of here this and every Friday. Catch us. Follow us on all things social at Ted and Ty Show. Follow me at School Bus Ted. I think it's underscore something. Whatever. Follow Ty at ty.sean.w and Danny J at go.dannyj, G-E-A-U-X. Until next time, we out.
Deuces.